weekend.
It is 7 minutes after the hour. It's the Good Day Weekend program. I'm Doug Steffen. You've heard the expression, man's best friend is a dog. Not true. Man's best friend is Phil Lippert, the supermarket guru. Mostly because he knows how to deal in the treacherous area that has developed over the years, the food arena. It's getting worse and worse and worse. It's expensive. You're not sure of what you're getting. And so Phil is here to help you, as he is every weekend at this time, with your food choices, going to the grocery store, understanding the challenge of finding good food and produce. The prices are going up and up and up. We only have to look at the weather forecast, Phil, to see what's going to happen. I talked to a number of my friends who are farmers from various parts of the country this week, and it's never mind where I am in the Northeast. We still haven't gotten much in the ground yet because it's so wet and it continues to rain. It's monsoon season through the Midwest, and you wonder every year at this time, it seems to get worse and has for the last 6-7 years, what that means to people when they grow their food and don't have enough of it, what that does to affect the price of what you pay.
Absolutely, but I'm very upset.
Why?
Because you've eliminated about 51-52% of the population.
Instead of you being, you don't want me to call you man's best friend, the dog wants to, you
right.
Are still.
Yeah, okay. Man, what about woman's women. Best friend?
Women's best friend. Okay,
women
you can
are
be women's
still the head. Primary shopper.
Okay, so you can be women's best friend. Man's best friend is a dog. Women's best friend is you.
Okay.
You like that better. All right,
absolutely.
Let's do it that way.
Absolutely.
All right, so then what is the big food, have I touched on the big food news story of the week?
Absolutely. You know, Doug, there's no question that every food company, every supermarket, every consumer is looking at food prices, and they just keep on going up. And as you pointed out, you know, there's no end in sight. Mm-hmm. And the USDA has said, okay, prices are going to go up about 4-5% this year. I think they are way off. I think it's going to be double that at best. You know, if you look at the price of beef, which is already – beef and pork are up about 10%. Mm-hmm. And keep in mind that beef, pork, and seafood represents about 15% of what we buy every single week. So – you know, I gotta tell you that with all the plastics going up because of the cost of energy for mm-hmm. packaging and
yep.
everything else, you know, we've got to be smarter shoppers than ever before.
All right. So then, how do you bring people? I know that every week a lot of people go to the supermarket guru. They check out a lot of your various sites, supermarketnews.com. One of the things that I like is that we can go to your site and get a daily news flash, the hits and misses of what you test every week. There was a big story. Was it this week? It was Walmart this week, right? They're trying to negotiate direct deals with farmers and farmers co-ops yep. and farmers groups. I don't know what that does for quality, but I guess the first thing they're concerned about isn't quality anyway. It's price.
Well, it's price and it's quality. The interesting thing that Walmart is trying to do, as you point out, is they're taking waste out of the system. They've had an objective that says what they want to do is reduce the price of produce for everyone in the country.
Yeah.
Now, part of that, and certainly they're going to make a lot of money doing it, so, you know, part of it is being good to all of us, but they're in business to make money. Let's not forget that. Is putting together a consortium, if you would, of farmers where they're helping farmers reduce their costs. You know, they're giving them money at no interest loans in order to stay in business. They're doing all this stuff with the idea that they're going to sell either exclusively or most of their crops to Walmart. And as they take cost out of the system, especially growers and packers, so that the farmers are dealing directly with Walmart instead of going through a middleman, they're going to make money. The farmer will make money, and you and I as shoppers will save money.
Yeah, that's the idea. I'm not sure that I would go to McDonald's, but to Walmart. That's just me. A lot of people go there. I've decided my cause here with regard to them dissipated because everybody knows how I feel about that. Is some people will go and some people won't. It's up to you, as they are the largest sellers of grocery products in the country. And they're certainly a group to be reckoned with. What I'd rather see people doing is either try to grow as much food as they can on their own. How practical that is remains to be seen. Depends on where you are. Be amazed at how you can take, if you live in suburbia and you only got a quarter of an acre of land, you can be planting things all around your house instead of flowers. Plant vegetables, have less lawn, and grow more vegetables.
No question. I mean, when I was growing up, and my parents didn't have, you know, acres and acres. They had a, you know, modest-sized house with a backyard. My parents always, you know, had tomatoes. We had blueberries. I'm trying to remember what else we had. And it was great.
Yeah.
You know, because also the taste, the nutrition value of being able to go into your backyard and pick something and then eat it on the spot, there's nothing like that.
Yeah. Hey, I live out of my garden for most of the summer. Got most of it planted and probably will finish this weekend. Peas and lettuce and peppers and corn and tomatoes and potatoes and beans and you name it, squash of all sizes and shapes. And you can do it if you, you know, but I've got a lot of land because I'm on a farm. Right. Not everybody can do that, but you can have smaller bits and pieces or you can go find the local place where these things are grown. Right? Now that's what people want.
No question about it. We're seeing a rise in co-ops. In fact, what's interesting, we just did a story a couple days ago about how co-ops are really making a comeback on college campuses.
Really?
Yeah, where college students are willing to, you know, donate, you know, a day of their week, and they work in the co-op in exchange for being able to buy their foods at much less prices. And, you know, they had the local farmers involved and everything else, and that's great. That's what we need to get back to.
Yeah, it really is. Okay, so we have the basic premise of the usual conversations here, and I suggest, again, you go to supermarketguru.com for the daily news flash. Phil's always taking his time and checking out various products that are sent to him, hundreds every week. There are thousands of things in the grocery store, and certainly your choices are a myriad of things. Even though the government still wants to get in this week, Washington saw its first raw milk demonstration. And it wasn't so much a demonstration protesting the way the government's handling the raw milk farmers. It was an example of the kind of government intrusion into food choices that is becoming more and more suspect and more people are upset. So you see what is, you know, admittedly a fringe. I talk about it because I know I have a dairy farm and I sell raw milk. It is definitely a fringe area of consumption, but more and more people are getting into it. It isn't so much the raw milk that's the issue. It's being able to choose what it is that you want to do, whether it's good or bad. You, as a free human being, ought to be able to choose what you want, and that's what the protests are about. And there are more and more and more of them as the government becomes more and more involved in all of this stuff. And one wonders, what does that do to the cost of food? Government intervention that's negative. Some of it's positive. Some of it's good. There's, you ought to know, you know, what is going into the food, the processed foods, et cetera, et cetera. Although that seems to, because there's more money there, they get more attention and less restriction. As just the, it's just the money. Follow the money. But in terms of taking this stuff and putting two and two together, Phil, how do we do that?
Well, you know, I think, first of all, we've got to understand that the government's under a lot of pressure when it comes to food safety because of all these recalls. And the bottom line is that every time there's a recall, you know, 500,000 pounds of ground beef or 10 million pounds of ground beef, you know, consumer confidence in our food supply goes down.
That's because these supervisors are not doing what they're supposed to be doing. It has not to do with the companies are not doing. They're going to do what they can get away with, and they know what they can get away with because the people who are supervising them, supposedly supervising them on the government level, are asleep at the switch.
Well, yes,
And no.
Yes and no. keep in mind that one of the reasons that we have all these recalls is we as consumers are demanding the cheapest food supply in the world. Yeah. We want it cheaper, cheaper, cheaper. So in order for them to make it cheaper, 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 they have to cut some corners. Mm. And unfortunately, when it comes to food safety, I think a lot of that is what's going on. When you slaughter 400 head of cattle an hour, what do you think is going to happen?
Yeah.
You know,
nothing good.
Yeah, absolutely. Nothing good. Yeah. So, you know, that's part of our issue.
Yeah. Something to be underscored. We're going to be talking later on in the hour to Alexandra Jameson, who has been studying how vegans feed themselves and has written a number of books, including Vegan Cooking for Dummies. So if you're I love these dummy books. You're a dummy. You belong where you are right now.
Yeah, well, Alex also, you know, she also walks the talk, talks the walk, whatever you say.
Yeah.
You know, she and her son eat very healthy. She doesn't own a car. She lives in Park Slope in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And, you know, walks everywhere, buys natural food, buys local food. Our listeners might remember her from Supersize Me. She was the nutritionist and at that point in time, wife of Morgan Spurlock.
Uh-huh.
And really, you know, advised him as he went on this path to just eat, you know, at McDonald's for that period of time and really got an eyeful of what goes on. So Alex is great.
Yeah. All right. And we also are going to deal with a short film called What to Eat, Examine Why What We Eat Matters with Gene Bauer from the Farm Sanctuary. A lot of these farm movies, there's a movie called Farmageddon that's coming out, focusing on how well the farmers are doing or not doing, depending on where they are and how their business is being run. So we'll take calls as well from you as they may seem necessary. Help yourself to 800-510-8255. Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, brought to you by the incredible edible egg, America's egg farmers, who are doing a great job presenting you with a really good source of all natural, high-quality protein. And it isn't like your mother's egg. The old, well, your mother said, don't eat too many eggs because there's too much cholesterol. No.
My mother never said
that. My mother did. My mother said that.
Yeah. Really?
My mother was wrong, unfortunately. A lot of things.
Your mother was wrong because we all crave eggs.
Yes.
Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. And a breakfast that contains eggs helps you to stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. Eggs are a good source of all natural, high quality protein, and egg, just one egg, has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories and just 15 cents each. Eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. So, from America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without ever leaving your kitchen. Just visit the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, the home of the incredible edible egg. And, Doug, I want to see you doing that little incredible edible egg dance across the
street.
No, that's a chicken. That's not an egg.
Well, the chicken has to do the egg.
You got to have the chicken in order to get the egg.
Well, you know what? Let's study that. Consumerologist Phil Lempert is here with us at 20 past the hour, and good day.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
It's 21 after the hour, 800-510-8255. We meet, I'll call her Alex if you call her Alex.
Yeah,
Alex Jameson Alex. In a moment here on Good Day Weekend.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C? We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
It's 23 after the hour now. This is the Good Day Weekend program. Phil Lemper, the supermarket guru, is here to discuss food, your choices, the various ways of approaching things. If you're a vegan, if you choose to live your life and ingest things that are not meat-based, you want plant-based food, then Alex, do decide whether, Alex, you call her Alex because she's your friend. I don't know, I've never met Alexandra, so I don't know that I feel like,
well,
I should
call her Miss
Alex.
Jameson.
Miss Jameson. Miss Jameson.
No.
Welcome to Good Day Weekend. The author of Vegan Cooking for Dummies, Living Vegan for Dummies, The Great American Detox Diet. So what brought you around to the vegan? People think I'm a vegan because I don't eat meat and I don't eat chicken. But that's not the definition of it. Maybe we need to clarify, Phil, with Alex, the definition of vegan. Is that it's not difficult, is
that's
it?
Fair, no. That's where we should start.
Hi.
Hi. So what's a vegan? Is that your question?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Exactly.
Yeah. Good place to
okay.
start. Yeah.
So vegans are people that choose not to eat any animal products at all. They avoid meat and poultry, but they also stay away from fish, eggs, butter, all the dairy products, whether it's from a cow or a goat or a sheep. And many vegans also stay away from bee products like honey.
Really? Why?
Well, they believe that, first of all, it's a lot of sugar, and some vegans try to go the healthier route. But bees make honey for their own use to grow their own colonies, so they choose to stay away from any foods that an animal produces, you know, for its young or for propagating its own species.
I've not ever heard, that's a new one, Phil, for me. I've heard all the other stuff, Alex, but I've never heard staying away from honey. That's very interesting.
Yeah, there's some other bug products, like food colorings that come from bugs.
You said that's so, what a wonderful way of putting it. Now nobody will eat it because they're bug-based. Bug-based food. Stay away from bug-based food.
But the great thing is that there's a whole lot of other delicious things that vegans do like to eat. So there's a huge world of delicious plant-based foods out there that are other vegan foods that we enjoy.
And I don't know if either of you saw, but I guess about a week and a half ago, what we saw is now this new research study taking place about how, especially in third world countries, we can be eating insects for protein, because as everything is going on in the world, with higher food prices, all the wars that are taking place over foods and so on, there's a lot of conjecture that says it's time for us to start eating insects.
Well, I've been to China, and I would see people in the open-air markets squatting over huge buckets full of live scorpions that they would pick out and take home to fry up. You know, people have been eating bugs for a long time, and I don't necessarily think that that's a bad thing. You know, a source of protein is a source of protein. But in this country, in our culture, the top killers of Americans are heart disease, type 2 diabetes, obesity, and these are diets that our American diet is a direct cause of those diseases. So a vegan diet is what I use to counsel a lot of people to help them feel better and deal with those issues.
All right, let me ask you about being physically fit. People who are vegans, or if I'm just following as you have just suggested, I get this all the time. People say, how do you get your protein? Because without muscle, we can't survive. And protein apparently is the way to make sure that you have enough muscle. Building muscle, men and women, especially more women now, are working on building muscle, support the skeleton. They like the way it looks, whatever, however, whoever. So if you don't have protein through, and again, keep in mind, I'm not a meat eater, and I wouldn't eat chicken because I know how it's grown and processed. And I wouldn't, I just, anybody who asks me, all I want to, I just to do that, you know, kind of stuff with chicken. But how do you, and others who pursue this way of thinking, how do you build your muscle? How do you deal with that issue?
That's a great question. If you imagine an elephant or a giraffe, two of the biggest animals on Earth, they are herbivores. They eat a lot of leaves and some sticks. And
so are cows. I have a dairy farm. I get cows all over the place.
Yeah, absolutely. It is not a problem. You can definitely get the protein you need from plant-based sources. A lot of Americans get twice the amount of protein that their bodies actually need. And there are many, many vegan athletes, high-performing vegan athletes, runners, Ironman triathletes, mixed martial artists who are vegan. There are vegan bodybuilders out there. Absolutely. Brandon Fraser has a couple of great books and websites. There are vegan bodybuilders, so there's no problem.
Brandon Fraser, the actor?
No, it's a different...
different Brandon Fraser.
Yeah, Brandon Fraser, yeah.
Brandon, okay. All right. Yeah. So there are ways of building up one's body. They just have to know what to eat.
Absolutely. Nuts and seeds and vegetables, whole grains.
Oh, but now right away, people are going to say to Phil or me, ooh, yuck, no taste. And, of course, that's not true, but that's what people think.
No, no, but that's why, you know, what Alex is doing is she's come up with a whole new program called Week in a Weekend, which actually allows families to understand and to start to feel better and eat smarter. So, you know, it's not about all of a sudden one day taking a look and saying, okay, I'm going to become a vegan. You can't do it by yourself. You can't do much by yourself in this world today.
All right.
And having a guide, if you would, as Alex is, to help people understand what is tasty, what isn't tasty. Because if tomorrow, you know, you just started eating broccoli forever.
Yeah.
And that was it. You're going to get bored with it.
Right. All right.
Need to
so then let's go through this with Alex in a moment. The Week in a Weekend diet, the cookbook, and the tips coming right up here on Good Day Weekend, half past the hour.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, 33 and change after the hour now. You're listening to the Good Day Weekend program, an hour with Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru. We talk lots about the food that you are eating, the choices that you have, how to deal with new ideas, and thus Alex Jamieson, author of Vegan Cooking for Dummies, Living Vegan for Dummies, The Great American Detox Diet, which was published, I think, 3 or 4 or 5 years ago. She has a new concept, This Week in a Weekend, the cookbook and online advice. This is a whole program then, Alex, it looks like.
It is. It's a downloadable e-cookbook and cooking show that goes with it. So families of two or four get a menu guide for the week, a shopping list for a family of two or four, the cookbook, and a video that shows you how to do all of your plant-based meals over the weekend. So it gives the family everything they need to make really healthy meals over the weekend so that they can save time and money during the week.
So this is obvious because we have time. More the feeling is that during the week, you don't really have time to fiddle around. Is that how we would read this?
Absolutely.
In fact, if you take a look, every food report, every research report says that the average person here in the U.S. has no idea what they're going to eat at 4 o'clock. So what happens is at 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock, you start leaving work, you're scrambling around, you go to a fast food place, you go wherever, because you haven't planned it. And if we want to eat healthy and if we want to save money, and I underscore saving money here, we need to do exactly what Alex is telling us. We need to plan. You've got the time on the weekend. And also, if you take your family members and you cook with them, you're going to understand where the food comes from. You're going to understand much more. You know, Alex, you're always cooking with your son, right?
I do. I cook with him a lot. I shop with him. And I've seen plenty of evidence that shows that teenagers and even younger kids who eat dinner with their families on a regular basis have better test scores in school. They're less likely to use drugs and alcohol at a young age. So eating with your family is a way to make your family stronger on every level. And that's one of the reasons why Week in a Weekend is so important to me, and I really want to help families out.
You know, there's an underscore there in terms of what children eat and parents paying attention to what they eat, the things that are available, or you know, children leave the house in the morning without having anything to eat. Why it is that people don't get this is beyond me. What is there about the concept? You have a son. How did you begin to work with him? You're a working woman. How did you make that work for you before he went off to school?
Well, food is a central part of my life. I mean, I write about food and I write cookbooks, so it's something I'm really passionate about, but it came from my parents. Yeah. Both of my parents were working parents, and we cooked most of our meals, and they're still very passionate about food, and I realized at a young age that food was what was keeping our family healthy and together, so it's always been a part of my life. But I think that's something that is missing from modern life. So I'm hoping that this program helps families come together more.
So, Phil, here's Alex, who has trained in Italy, been a chef there as well as all over New York City. This is for those of us. You're more of a New Yorker than I am, Phil. You spend more time than I do there. But to have somebody like this, how do you like doing that? How do you – how have you gotten – you've had jobs as a not a cook, because the difference between a cook and a chef and some of these really neat restaurants. How's that work? Other than give you a lot of good experience.
Well, it's a lot of fun to learn different styles, and I love cooking with other people because you learn so much from them. And that's another thing I like about this, cooking with your partner or cooking with your family on the weekend. It actually brings you together in a very productive hobby, if you will. It's something that you can do together that helps the whole family, whether you're with just, you know, your husband or wife, or whether your kids are there too.
All right, so here's the thing. I'm just thinking about this, and one of the most romantic experiences I ever had in my life, Phil and Alex, was, I'm not a cook. No, it's not at all. It's not X-rated, but I think what you just made me think about.
Cover my ears.
Oh, come on, will you? I'm reminded, this is maybe 10, 11 years ago, my children were out of the house, and I just remember the person that I was with wanted to cook, and I'm not, again, much for cooking, but everybody is sort of, it's become trite. You go out to dinner. Well, okay, let's eat in and come up with some things that are interesting to try. And you can do all sorts of things, experiment, and have fun. Take the time. That's what's missing. The missing ingredient, Alex, is time.
Absolutely. That's why I created Week in a Weekend. I counsel people who want to use food to feel better, and they always tell me they don't have enough time. I'm like, all right, let's pick the time when you do have extra hours. Let's do it on the weekend. Let's do 90% of your food prep on the weekend. So during the week when things are crazy, you can sit down with your loved one and sit down to a nice, healthy meal.
What else can we say after all that excitement, Phil?
No, I agree. You know, I feel that one of the biggest problems that we have, whether it's obesity or heart disease or early onset diabetes or whatever, is that we don't taste our food. We have no idea what we're shoveling in our mouths. And if we take the time and we prepare the food and we taste what real flavors are all about, then we don't have to constantly stuff our face with all these extra fat calories and sugar calories and
you
else.
Asked where the protein comes in the first Week in a Weekend program. There's tahini and orange dressing, white bean broccoli soup. There's a three layer tortilla casserole, corn and kidney bean chili, Italian macaroni casserole. I mean, there's all these really rich, hearty meals with lots of plant-based protein in it. So your family's going to get all the nutrition, and it's all included in all kinds of different flavors and ethnic recipes. So people are going to have a good time with this.
All right. So where do we go? What website is best to go to other than the obvious resources that I've mentioned? But what's the Week in a Weekend? Is there a website for that specifically?
Yep, weekinaweekend.com, and you get everything you need there, the videos, the cookbook, it's all downloadable, super easy.
That was difficult for you to figure out probably, wasn't it? Weekinaweekend.com. There it is.
I still want to hear about you and this woman cooking.
It was a fun, it was frisky, it was fresh.
Frisky. When is the last time you heard the word frisky?
Oh, I like it. I'm going to start using it more often.
Yeah. Frisky is great. You cook a little something and you eat it and then you dance around the room and you come back. Okay, let's have the next course. It was completely off the mark for me because it's not what I normally am like in a sense. But I think what I'm thinking now is that I ought to do more of it than less of it. And people might find it a great way to just everybody is so tense and under so much stress. Good God. You know, park the kids at grandma's house and have some fun. And I think you can have fun around
frisky.
Food and be frisky.
Yeah.
Right.
Eating is one of the most intimate things we do with other people.
Yep.
So share it in a lovely way.
There you go. Wow. What a wonderful way to put it. Alex, thank you for being here. Alexandra Jameson, who is obviously in the know, and weekendweekend.com is a good way for you maybe to spend some time. I hope we've inspired some people to try what you've suggested. Thank you for being here. It's 19 before the hour. In a minute, we're going to meet Gene Bauer. Gary Bauer is that nutbird. he ran for president. You know who Gary Bauer is, right?
Yes. Huh? Yeah. In fact,
I hope he's not related to Gene after I just said he's a nutbird. What? Go ahead.
He was the one with Donna, whatever her name was, right?
He ran for president.
Gary Hart, right. Yeah, I was thinking
no,
about
no,
that.
Gary Hart. No, 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 no. Gary Bauer. If you Google him, you'll understand why I'm chuckling. He's a guy who has one mission and one mission only. Actually, not a bad guy, but just he's like it's the one note with him. He's a one-horse opera, and it's really interesting how he thinks that. And people often who are unidimensional think that their cause and what they have to say is all there is in the world, is nothing else. How could you imagine being involved or thinking anything other than the way I think? One of those guys. I'm not thinking.
Oh, president of American Values.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know who it is.
Okay.
His picture. Yep.
Gene Bauer is the president and co-founder of Farm Sanctuary. And I think that you will find this is one of the guys that's coming from my end of the street. There's a short film around now called What to Eat, which examines why what we eat matters. Again, this is going to be an important conversation. For a lot of people, it's just thinking. That's all it is. We're trying to get you. There's an exercise in thinking going on here, which will continue in a matter of moments. 17 for the hour on Good Day Weekend with Phil Lemper, the supermarket guru.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The majority of women think splurging is overindulgent, and 83% think it's too expensive. But that's not so. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Celebrity mom and Dancing with the Stars co-host Brooke Burke has simple ways to splurge smartly every day without the guilt.
As a busy working mom of four, I'm always looking for smart ways to splurge on myself. I love adding a little cocoa powder to my morning coffee or showering with a great-smelling body wash like Suave Naturals Creamy Cocoa Butter and Shea Body Wash. It has moisturizing milk proteins that leave my skin soft and smelling amazing.
Make splurging possible every day and get silky smooth skin that smells delightfully fragrant with new Suave Naturals body washes and body lotions. Visit the Suave Beauty Facebook page for more tips and enter the contest for a chance to win one of 100,000 free products and an ultimate splurge trip to Hollywood. I'm Risa Jill Miller.
I got to go to Eastleigh. There's a guy meeting me here. We can talk for 15 minutes. All right, 15 before the hour. excuse me, a lot of things going on behind the scenes here as we put all the pieces together. Did we find Mr. Bauer, Michael? I guess we did, right? Okay. Gene Bauer is the president and co-founder of Farm Sanctuary. What intrigued you about this, Phil?
Well, you know, Gene has really been at the forefront of explaining to consumers everything that is real and not real as we're trying to get into the more local movement, humane and so on.
The locavore movement, the local choose and buy local, know where your food comes from, see where it comes from.
Exactly. You know, frankly, there's a lot of people out there who are taking advantage of the real passion and the real desire to eat better and to, you know, raise our animals better and everything else. And what Gene has done, and for many years, is really been able to tell the truth and get consumers to understand what's real and what's not real. So this new film that they have, Truth Behind Labels Report, and Jason Schwartzman is the voice of the film, and I just think that he's one of the coolest guys ever. You know, we want to know what's about this film, what's important, and what every time we go into the supermarket we should believe and not believe.
What is the name of the film again?
The film is called What to Eat.
Right, okay. Jason, welcome.
Not Jason. Oh, Gene.
Gene. What am I looking at? Gene.
No, Jason is the voice.
That's it. Right. Okay. Hello. I said there was
hey,
a lot
Gene,
of
Gene. How you Gene. Doing?
Hi, Gene.
Hi, I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Good. Thank you.
Yeah, you know, most people don't think enough about their food choices. And unfortunately, a lot of these companies that are trying to market food are promoting it in ways and making it sound a lot better than it is, especially when it comes to how animals are being raised. And so, you know, we encourage people to think about their food choices and ultimately to make choices that are aligned with their own values and aligned with their own interests and they're healthy. But unfortunately, in our country, we're eating food that's making us sick. You know, we eat too much processed food, too many animal foods. And, you know, on these packages, you know, you see labels that talk about, you know, vitamins and so on. You know, we should really be eating whole foods. And so by marketing foods by saying there's these vitamins in it, you know, that's not necessarily the right message. And, you know, the more we can eat whole foods, really the farmers' market's getting fruits and vegetables and eating whole grains and legumes, the better we'll be. So that's what we encourage. And there are also these labels that sound like animals are being treated well when in fact they aren't. And the label free range, for example, you know, that's sometimes now put on packages. And people would assume that that means animals are able to go outside and roam and so on. But in many cases, what animals that are, whose meat is sold as free range are crowded into warehouses where they are, you know, not living very well. And free range only requires that animals have access to the outdoors. But access is not defined. So you could have thousands of animals in a warehouse with a small door that goes to a crummy little paddock, and that could be considered to be and labeled as free range. And that's what
so
happens.
Gene,
so,
Gene, what you're pointing out is so important, and I've got to tell you something. Every time I write something about free range, I get tons of emails of people lambasting me. Because I say exactly what you're saying, and I say, you know, this whole idea of happy-go-lucky chickens running around doesn't exist. And then I have these people who write to me saying, what do you mean, you know? And the truth is exactly what you're saying, and we need to understand what these terms mean and what they don't mean.
Exactly. And these terms are oftentimes exploited, and consumers, in a sense, are exploited as well because, you know, people are learning more about factory farming and how animals are treated just like commodities, like units of production, not like living, feeling creatures. And in many cases, they're confined in cages, and they're packed so tightly they can't even turn around or stretch their limbs. So when people hear about this, they think it's wrong. And so now there's a number of producers that are starting to treat the animals a little bit better, but they're still basically being raised in factory farms. And then they start marketing these products and make it sound like they're treated very well when in fact they are not.
Well, one of the problems you have, Gene, is the news media is not on your side. They typically portray people like you as lunatics. And when we have, I'm a dairy farmer, and I know exactly about what you're speaking. My cows are pastured, and they don't live as the factory farms that are producing milk or the garbage that they try to sell as milk. They're on cement padded paddocks. They're fed nutrition or whatever nutrition feed that comes sometimes ground up from other animals. Piles of manure 40 feet high. When you drive by these places, the stench is so unbelievable. And yet they're okay. Government regulations certified. Okay. And so these people will fight with you because they'll say, oh, no, what you're saying isn't true. It's not a true characterization of what's actually going on, when in fact it is. Stand by. A little more of this coming up in a few minutes here.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
President and co-founder of Farm Sanctuary is here with Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, and yours, Doug Steffen. So what is Farm Sanctuary? Let's talk about what that is. There's a I have a maple farm sanctuary not far from me here in Massachusetts where I take my older cows because I don't slaughter them. I give them to people to use them as lawnmowers, or they go to a sanctuary like this so that the people around can learn about cows and learn about animals and that sort of thing. So what does your farm sanctuary do?
Yeah, Farm Sanctuary operates two sanctuaries for rescued farm animals. We have one in Watsons Glen, New York, mm-hmm. and one in Orland, California. We've been doing this work since 1986.
Yeah.
And our shelters started out of our investigations of factory farms and stockyards where we would literally find living animals thrown in trash cans
yeah.
or living animals thrown on piles of dead animals. So we started rescuing them, and we now have these two shelters, and we also educate people about what happens to animals on these industrialized farms, and we encourage people to think about their food choices. And we also advocate for laws to prevent some of the worst cruelties.
Hmm.
We were involved in the initiative in California, for example, that was on the ballot back in 2008, and it required that animals be given at least enough space to turn around and stretch their legs.
And that movement has been promulgated around the country, exaggerated sometimes by those who are involved with it, but the thought is good. Here's back to sort of, if I may, Gene, the practical experience of somebody like me who's grown up on a farm, lived around cows. I've been around cows all my life. So I've seen them treated well, and I've seen them treated poorly. You just said something that brought me to a farm in Spencer, Massachusetts, where I was a couple of years ago, where there are skeletons, bones all over the outside of the barnyard with this farmer who, you know, is these people, they're brought up to understand the value of a cow is milk and meat, and when they aren't able to do either, you just shoot them. Or in some cases, I know I could see this guy picking up a calf and throwing it out on the manure pile, and the calf ultimately dies, and so it goes and is used as bait for coyotes, or you know, it's okay to put the animal into the compost pile because then it gets used properly. I don't slaughter and don't allow any of my animals to be slaughtered. Because I've seen in slaughterhouses what happens to these animals, and they don't deserve that. They've been of service to you or to me, producing what we've asked them to do. So to put them through the trauma that they go through, and again, this is my perspective, having been there, and I don't mean this to be disrespectful to you, but I'm guessing that I've got a lot more experience with this than you do, and I understand your motivation, and it's proper, but from somebody who's seen it all of his life, to see the disgusting, horrible things that are done to these animals, these are wonderful beings. I mean, I don't have much use for chickens. I don't care that much. And they're beings, all, what is it, all God's creatures or whatever.
Yeah.
But,
don't pick on the chicken.
All right.
That's right. Well, I've been doing this for 25 years. I also have a master's from Cornell University in agricultural economics. And so I've been around this for a long time.
I think
we're saying pretty much the same thing, though, that, these animals are treated just like commodities.
Yeah. All right. We have about a minute left. Talk about What to Eat, the movie, where people can see it, et cetera.
Go to the Farm Sanctuary website, which is farmsanctuary.org, and it talks about in just thinking about how we eat and making choices that make sense ultimately. And we encourage people to eat more plant foods and then fewer animal foods. That's healthier for ourselves. It's also better for the animals, obviously, and it's also much better for the planet, which is what this film talks about.
Farmsanctuary.org. Thank you, Gene, for being here. Good to have your point of view expressed. Phil, before we run out of time, what's the you tested a number of things this week, as you usually do. What's been hot at supermarketguru.com and the daily news flashes?
Well, probably the biggest story of the week, not about a product, but about a spokesperson, Ronald McDonald, where people are running these ads saying, get rid of Ronald McDonald. And the CEO gets up at their shareholder meeting and says, Ronald is not going anywhere.
Why do we want to get rid of Ronald McDonald? Because kids and purchasing and that sort of thing?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. That's what people are saying. But, the company's standing behind him, and Ronald is not going anywhere. So we can all breathe a sigh of relief.
Oh, my God, yes. Oh, me too, yeah. That ruined my whole week when I heard that. What's the best new product of the week?
The best new product, what we're seeing a lot of, is a lot better gluten-free products. We've seen that probably for about the past 2 years, manufacturers coming out with gluten-free products, but they're getting better and better using more rice flours and so on. And frankly, this is not a fad. Even though less than 1% of people have celiac disease, what we're finding is more people are eating
gluten-free food.
Gluten-free food just makes them feel better.
Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru. Check him out at Doug.